Since its launch in 2012, Mazda's midsize CX-5 SUV has sold up a storm, hitting a sweet spot with buyers, our most popular SUV under $60,000. This week, the second generation model arrived, now comprising five different models, Mazda suggesting it's a new dimension in driving pleasure that can be shared by everyone, not just the driver. The engines carry over, but with better software, 2-litre and 2.5-litre naturally aspirated petrol and 2.2-litre turbo diesel, Max and Max Sport grade, come in both front and all-wheel drive, while the top three grades, a new grade Touring, the GT and the flagship Akira, only come in all-wheel drive. The latest Mazda CX-5 is markedly quieter, NVH or noise, vibration and harshness vastly improved, giving this five-speed SUV a premium feel. Prices on the entry models rise $800, now starting from $28,690. Driving the latest CX-5 this week, you could immediately feel the added refinement. The outgoing model at times felt coarse, noisy in the diesel, but was nevertheless a great buy. The new models add driveline refinement, are markedly quieter and add comfort and convenience equipment. The new Touring grade, $38,990 in petrol auto, $41,990 in diesel auto, and they'll find favour. It has some nice added touches to the Max Sport, which has been the big seller in the outgoing CX-5 series. I'm David Berthon.